Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Are you ready to live the life of Riley? This is episode number 162 of The Life of Riley, entitled Babs Almost Gets a Job in San Francisco. Today's show originally aired on June 21st, 1947.
It starts with D and ends with T. That's Dreft, Procter & Gamble's sudsing miracle, 2,000 years newer than soap. Dreft brings you The Life of Riley. Dreft, D-R-E-F-T, Dreft, America's largest selling brand for washing silks, nylons, woolens, dishes, presents The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Chester A. Riley's two children are 16 and 13, but doting daddy still thinks of them as babies. So whenever Babs or Junior show the slightest indication of growing up, a family crisis invariably results. The scene opens at Riley's California bungalow in the kitchen, where a crisis is now cooking.
But, Mother, it's a wonderful job, and it's only for the summer, and it's not as if I were going away thousands of miles. It's only to San Francisco.
Well, that's less than 500 miles from here. Oh, Mom, let her go.
Now, you stay out of this, Junior. Anyway, why are you so anxious for your sister to leave home?
So I can move into her room. Oh, but I guess it's hopeless. Pop will never let her go.
Oh, Junior's right, Babs. As far as I'm concerned, you're old enough to take care of yourself, but your father'd never consent to your living away from home.
But, Mother...
Oh, face the facts, Babs. The last time you were out with Simon Vanderhopper and you didn't come home by 10, Pop called up the FBI.
But I won't be living alone, Mother. There'll be other girls, and we're all going to stay at the YWCA.
Well, take my tip, Babs, and don't even ask him, or he'll get sore.
Oh, I will so ask him, and don't you spoil things.
Hey, anybody home?
Listen, let's all act real sweet to him and get him feeling good. And then when I
ask
you...
Well,
hiya,
Dumplin'.
Hello, dear.
Hiya, Pop.
Oh, Daddy, dear, you look so tired, you poor thing. Here, let me take your lunchbox.
Let me hang up your coat, Pop.
Here's the evening paper, dear.
Shall I get your slippers for you, Daddy?
Would you like me to run down to the corner and get you some cigars?
Excuse me, I must be in the wrong house.
What? Why, Daddy, what do you mean?
I know what you mean, and the answer is no, I'm broke.
But, Daddy, I'm not asking you for money.
You're not?
No, it's about something else. Well, aren't you going to ask me what?
I got a feeling this is a trap, and I'm walking right into it.
Don't be silly, dear.
All right, what is it?
Well...
I'm warning you, Babs. He'll say no.
Oh, shut up, Junior. Daddy, may I take a job this summer?
A job? Well, certainly. Why not? Well, Junior, you expected me to say no, huh? This'll teach you that when you try to find out what's in my head, you're up against a stone wall.
Just wait till you find out what the job is, and you'll say no.
What do you mean, I'll say no? Don't be such a wise guy, Junior. I can say yes as well as the next guy. I ain't one of those selfish fathers who stand in their kids' way. My kids want something, I'm always ready to say yes.
Oh, then it's okay for me to take this job, even if it's in San Francisco?
No.
But, Daddy...
That's out of the question. Young girl like you living in San Francisco all by yourself, it's ridiculous.
Now, don't get so excited. After all, she's going there to work for a Veterans Housing Bureau, and
I don't care if she's going to San Francisco to work for the King of England. No daughter of mine is going to live all alone away up in San Francisco.
But why, Daddy? What's your reason?
They've got boys in San Francisco.
Oh, be sensible, Ridey. They got boys here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, but here they know me. I like to look these boys over. When one comes up to the porch door, I can screen him.
You're just being unreasonable.
I'm unreasonable. What about you, Peg? You think it's right for a 16-year-old girl to leave her folks?
Nowadays, a girl of 16 isn't a baby. Besides, I wasn't much more than 16 when you married me.
Well, sure, but I wouldn't let you leave your folks. I moved in with them.
Daddy, it's time you realize that I'm grown up. I'm over 16.
That's right, Riley. And remember, Babs acts much older
than... Babsy, I know you're 16. But why are you in such a hurry to grow up? Why can't you be like I was? I didn't act 16 till I was 25.
Well, don't you want me to be independent and make my own decisions?
You can make all the decisions you want as long as you do what I say. Young girl to go out of town to work. I never heard of such a thing.
Riley.
Yeah?
Remember the time right after we were married?
Yeah.
Remember I couldn't get a job in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
So I took a job out of town in Hoboken.
Oh, but that was an emergency. You had a husband to support.
Oh, please let me go, Daddy. It's the chance of a lifetime.
I don't want to hear any more about it. You ain't going, and that's final.
But, Daddy...
No. My head is made up.
Oh, I think you're mean. You never let me do anything I want. You treat me like a child.
Bam, dear.
Oh, how do you like that? Did you hear what she said? She said we're mean.
Now, look, Riley, maybe you're acting too hasty. After all, you've worked hard all day, you're tired. Think it over, and then
the way I feel has got nothing to do with it. It's the principle. I forbid it today, I'd have forbode it yesterday, and I'll forbode it tomorrow.
Morning, Pop.
Morning, Junior.
Where's Mom?
Hanging out the wash in the back. Sit down, eat your breakfast.
Oh, hiya, Babs.
Morning, Babs.
Good morning, Junior.
Well, sit down, Babs. I'll pour you some tomato juice.
Junior, would you mind pouring me some tomato juice?
Why, sure.
Thank you, Junior.
Well, don't drink it standing up, honey. Sit down.
Where are you going, Babs?
I'm going to drink my juice in my room. Unless, of course, some people think I'm too young to do that.
Junior, why is Babs sore at you?
Me? Well, she's sore at you on account of last night.
Oh, women. They're all alike. Just because I won't let her go to... that must be Sam Tuttle honking for me. He's giving me a lift to the plant.
Oh, you mean the man who's moved in across the street? Silent Sam?
Junior, I don't want to hear you calling him that. He's my friend and he's entitled to respect.
All the kids call him Silent Sam. He never talks to anybody.
Well, there's a good reason why he don't talk. All day long he's stuck in the information booth at the Union Station answering questions. So when he's off duty, he gives his tongue a rest. Come in! Oh, hello, Sam. I'll be ready in a jiffy. Come in.
Hiya, Mr. Tuttle.
Pull up a chair, Sam. Sit down. Have a cup of coffee while you're waiting? Good. Go on, help yourself. Say, Sam, I meant to ask you. Well, what's the matter, Sam? Oh, the coffee's bitter. Well, have a lump of sugar. Well, you don't have to overdo it, Sam, or they'll start rationing again. Well, Sam, what's new? How's the missus? Oh. Well, congratulations. I hope it's a boy. Yeah, they're a lot less trouble than girls. Oh, you don't think so? Well, let me give you an example. My daughter wants to take a job out of town this summer, but I won't let her, so now she says that I'm mean and old-fashioned. Now, I want your honest opinion, Sam. Don't be afraid to tell me to my face if I'm wrong. Do you think I was mean and old-fashioned? Now, wait, Sam, let me finish. After all, Babs is only 16 and she's... Yes, I know she's got brains, but still a kid like that, all alone in a big city. What do you mean I'm nuts? I'm trying to tell you why I never saw such a guy. He won't even listen to you. Now, look, Sam, I never thought you were stupid enough... Oh, so now I insulted you, huh? Well, go. Go on, there's the door. When I want your opinion, I'll ask for it. Next time, keep your big mouth shut.
Come in.
Say, Mr. Stevenson, here's those blueprints you wanted.
Oh, thanks, Riley. Say, what's this I hear about your daughter applying for a job in San Francisco, huh?
Well, how did you know?
My nephew Stanley mentioned it. He's in her class at school.
Yeah, can you imagine boys a kid only 16 and she wants to go to San Francisco by herself?
Very unusual.
That's just what I said when she asked permission. Now listen here, Babs, I said.
Naturally, you're letting her go.
Oh, naturally. I said, now listen here, Babs. You don't think for one minute that I... Naturally? Oh, sure, naturally.
Good for you, Riley. Too many fathers try to live their children's lives for them. Why, that's why the younger generation is soft. Let them get out on their own, develop their self-reliance. That's what I always say.
I always say it, too.
Yes, sir. You ought to be proud to have a girl with so much initiative. You've done a good job, Riley. It's a great responsibility bringing a child into the world.
Well, I don't deserve all the credit. My wife helped a little.
You know, I always say a good family man makes the best worker.
Oh, you're so right, boss.
After all, what is a family man? A leader. And that's the kind of man I always pick for promotion. First thing I look for. By the way, Riley, how long have you been at that riveting job?
9 years, boss. 9 long years.
Well, Riley, you keep at it. Keep at it, and one of these days you'll be moving up the line.
Oh, thanks, boss. Thanks.
By the way, when is Babs leaving?
I don't know exactly yet, but it'll be very soon after I get home.
Mother! Mother!
Hey, Babs, what's with you?
Mother, the most wonderful things happen.
Babs, stop hugging me. Dear, you're choking me.
Oh, I can't help it. I'm so happy.
Well, about what? Now, calm down.
I've got a job in the movies.
The movies?
Isn't it sensational?
Well, gee, Babs. Hey, what picture are you going to be in?
Oh, I'm not going to act. I'm going to be a messenger girl at MGM. I'll be able to see all the stars, and I get paid, too.
Well, that's fine, dear, but what about San Francisco?
Oh, that. Well, Daddy's so set against it, I decided to just forget about it. Anyway, this job's much more thrilling. Imagine, I'll actually be working in the same studio with Van Johnson and Clark Gable and Walter Pigeon.
Well, this'll certainly make your father happy. I know he'd never let you go to San Francisco.
Oh, I've got to write the Veterans Bureau there and tell them.
Hello, Peg. Hey,
hello,
Junior.
Dear.
Hiya, Pop.
Oh, aren't you going to say hello to me, Daddy?
Babs, you're talking to me?
And here's a great big kiss for you.
You kissed me? Her grief made her go berserk. Listen, Babs, about this job in San Francisco.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that. Babs isn't going.
Oh, that's where you're wrong. She is going.
No, she's not, Pop.
Oh, yes, she is.
No, I'm not.
Please, Babs, stay out of this. This is no concern of yours.
Riley, you mean you want her to go?
Why, certainly. This is the chance of a lifetime.
But just yesterday you said she couldn't go.
Who, me? You must be dreaming.
Chester A. Riley, how can you deliberately... Why, I distinctly heard you say you forbid it.
Well, that's right, Pop. You said you forbid it today, you'd have forbought it yesterday, and you'll forboot it tomorrow.
I said that? Well, that's ridiculous. I may have a few faults, but one thing I don't never do is talk ungrammatic.
Daddy, you said...
What's the difference what I said? You know I never mean what I say, and I say go to San Francisco, and I mean it.
But, Daddy, I'll be all alone in a strange city. A girl of 16 isn't safe alone.
You won't be alone. You'll have boys with you. Peg, you've got to stop frightening these kids.
Well, of all... Now, look here, Riley. I don't know what kind of a game you're playing, but you're not going to make Babs go to San Francisco if she doesn't want us.
I'd never do that, Dumplin'. I'm just asking the girl man to man. Babs, don't pass up this chance.
But I've got this job right here in Los Angeles in a movie studio.
Oh, movie studios. What can you see there? Movie stars. Well, you go to Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco and see those big crabs. And that's not all. There's Nob Hill and the Golden Gate and the view from the Mark Hopkins Hotel. That's sensational. On a clear day, you can see Los Angeles. Wouldn't you like to see Los Angeles?
Well, You know, I've always wanted to see San Francisco. But this movie job, maybe I... Oh, but after all, I can always get a job here in town. But it isn't every day a girl gets a chance to go to San Francisco. I'm going.
That a girl. Now, there's a girl with a logical mind. Just like her father.
Babs, you just
Please,
said...
Please, Peg, be fair to the child. Don't try to force her to do what you want while I'm forcing her to do what I want.
Oh, I'm so excited. Well, if I'm leaving tomorrow, I'd better start packing.
Yeah.
Well, Riley, I hope you're satisfied now that you've finally gotten your own way. But all I can say is... Well, Riley, what's the matter? Why is your chin trembling like that? What's wrong now?
She's gone. My little baby is going away and leaving me all alone. Oh, why did she listen to me?
We'll hear the second act of The Life of Riley in a moment. The other day, Mrs. Riley said, "You know what, Mr. Carpenter, the day I discovered Dreft was certainly a happy occasion. And here's why. Dreft. Dreft. Dreft your dishes, and oh, how they shine. Shine without wiping in half of the time and look bright. Right. So don't you get left, get Dreft." Yes, Dreft gets dishes so clean they shine even without wiping. Matter of fact, Procter & Gamble's Dreft was the first suds to wash dishes cleaner than any soap. So clean, even glassware sparkles, polished or not. Now, the reason is, Dreft leaves no cloudy film on dishes the way soaps do. Dreft suds rinse clear. And Dreft's miracles don't stop here. You should see Dreft get rid of dishpan grease the way no soap could ever do. And yet there's no greasy film clinging to your hands. Dreft's easy on hands, too. Contains no alkali that can redden hands. First thing Monday, join the march to Dreft. Remember, don't get left, get Dreft. And now back to The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley.
Peg, is Babs through packing yet?
No, dear, not yet.
I wish she'd hurry. Peg, you got to have a little talk with her before she goes.
Talk? What about?
Well, she'd be all alone in San Francisco, and... Well, you ought to tell her... You know...
Now, listen, Riley. I know my daughter. I don't have to tell her anything. She can take care of herself.
Yeah, but, Peg, we can't let her go just like that. We...
All right, then. You have a talk with her.
But it ain't up to me. It's up to you.
Now, why me?
Well, that's nature. When the little chick leaves the barnyard, who goes clucking after her? Not the rooster. The old hen. So go ahead and cluck, talk to her.
Oh, Riley, don't be silly.
Well, okay, then if you won't give her a little maternal advice, I will. Babs! Oh, Babs!
I'm in here, Daddy.
Oh. Are you finished packing, honey?
Yes, I'm all through.
Good. I wanted to have a nice, long talk with you.
What about?
Well, let me put it another way. You see, now take boys.
What about them?
Well, what I mean is that you see, honey, you...
Look, Daddy, if you're trying to tell me to be careful who I go out with and not to smoke and not to go to dance halls and not to stay up late, please stop worrying, because I won't.
Well, I guess I covered everything. I'll go see if your mother's ready.
Well, you all through with your little talk? Didn't take you very long.
I believe in coming right to the point.
Hey, the taxi's here, Babs.
Babs, taxi's here. Hurry up.
In a second.
Now, listen, Peg. We mustn't let on to Babs how bad we feel about her going. No scenes. No bawling.
Don't worry.
Yeah, you too, Junior. You got to say goodbye with a smile. Be a brave little man. No crying.
I won't, Pop.
We gotta keep smiling, remember.
Well, I'm ready to go.
Oh, my little baby.
Oh, Daddy. Daddy, don't get upset.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Riley, pull yourself together.
Well, you better hurry, Babs, you'll miss the train.
Yes, dear, come on, let's go. Riley, aren't you coming?
No, you go without me. I'll stay home with Junior.
But don't you want to see me off?
I couldn't stand it. I'm afraid if I go to the station, I won't let you get on the train. I'll say goodbye now. Goodbye, Babs.
Goodbye, Daddy, and don't cry. I'll only be gone 2 months.
Well, who's crying? Look, I'm laughing. Oh, why did I let her go? The house won't be the same without her. She's only been gone 10 minutes, and already the place is like a morgue.
May I come in?
Who's that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker.
Oh, I didn't hear you ring, Digger.
The door was open. Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. Very natural.
Well, I feel terrible, Digger. It's my girl, Babs.
Ah, yes. Girls can be a problem. Take my youngest daughter, Lily Fern. For a lark, she told her schoolmates that I'm a certified public accountant. And yesterday, the father of one of her classmates phoned up and said, "Odell, I've got a few figures I'd like you to straighten out."
You mean you thought it was...
Exactly. So I said, "Very well, I'll send my vehicle over." Imagine my chagrin when he replied, "Don't bother, I'll mail them to you."
Well, my trouble with Babs is different. She's got a job out of town for the summer.
Oh, splendid. It's a fine thing for a girl to be independent. Most of the people I meet won't stand on their own 2 feet. They depend on other people to carry them.
But Babs is going all the way to San Francisco.
Ah, San Francisco. An enchanting city. I know its history well. The Great Fire in 1851. The earthquake in 1906. The explosion in 1916. I adore San Francisco. It's okay.
But I'm worried about her. A young girl coming to a big city all alone?
Riley, I have an idea. Has your daughter left yet?
Well, no, I guess she's still at the station.
Then take my advice. Go to the station. Go with her to San Francisco. Once you get her settled, your mind will rest in peace.
Digger, that's a wonderful idea. I'll do it. But can I make it? The train leaves in 15 minutes.
Come, my business vehicle is parked across the street. I'll drive you there.
Oh, thanks, Digger. Yeah, you're sure you won't mind driving back alone?
I'm used to it. Believe me.
Well, okay, let's go, Digger. You know, I always did want to see San Francisco.
It's well worth seeing. Alcatraz, the cable cars, the Presidio.
Don't forget the Golden Gate.
Let's not talk shop. Well, come. We'd better be shoveling off.
Better get aboard, dear.
Well, goodbye, Mother.
Now take care of yourself, Babsy, dear. Promise.
I will,
Babs.
Mother.
Hey, Babs, wait. Hey, wait, Babs.
Oh, it's Junior. I wonder what...
Oh, my heaven, something's happened. What is it, Junior?
A telegram for Babs. I was just leaving for school when it came.
A telegram for me?
Yeah, here. It's from the Veterans Housing. They don't want you to go to San Francisco.
Why not?
Opening new regional office in Los Angeles and will require your services there. We'll wire you further instructions tomorrow.
Oh, isn't that wonderful, Babs? Now you won't have to go away. It's a lucky thing Junior got you before you got on the train.
Oh, I don't know whether I'm coming or going.
Well, let's go home.
Oh, won't Daddy be surprised when he sees me back home? I can hardly wait to see the expression on his face.
There's the train, Tigger. We made it.
Just in time. Quick, get aboard. Climb up the rear platform.
Yeah. I made it. I made it. So long, Digger.
Pleasant journey.
I'm sorry we can't make the trip together.
Don't worry. Someday we will.
So long, Digger. Goodbye. Goodbye, Digger.
Farewell, Riley.
Hey, Mom, look. Bob's on the train.
Oh, Riley. Riley.
Goodbye, Dumplin. I'll miss you.
Bob.
Goodbye, Junior.
Daddy.
Goodbye, Babs. Goodbye, honey. I'll miss you, Babs. Babs. What a revolting development this is.
Kraft will bring back the Rileys in a moment. And now a little inside information about that miracle suds, Dreft. You know, it's America's largest selling brand for washing silks, nylons, woolens, dishes. The reason so many women have discovered that Dreft offers the world's finest care for their nice things. Yes, Drefting your precious nylons keeps them sheer looking as new, as color true as with water alone. And new woolens, blankets, sweaters, baby things, they all come out of Dreft suds, softer and fluffier than with even expensive soap flakes. And wonder of wonders, lingerie colors sparkle washing after washing in Dreft's gentle suds. You see, there's no dulling soap film left with Dreft. So start now to enjoy this brighter, fresher, safer cleaning for your nice things. Don't get left. Get Dreft.
Oh, Babs, I'm worried about your father. Why hasn't he called?
Well, I told you, Mother, that train must have been an express and he couldn't get off till he got to San Francisco.
Even so, he must have arrived in San Francisco by now. The train left 12 hours ago. Thank heaven, that must be him. Hello?
Hello, Dumplin.
Oh, Riley, are you all right?
I'm okay. Just come and get me.
Get you? But I can't go to San Francisco.
I'm not in San Francisco. I'm in Glendale.
Glendale?
Yeah. I didn't have a ticket, and the conductor got very fresh. So to put him in his place, I let him throw me off in Glendale.
Oh. Well, why didn't you phone?
I didn't have a dime for the payphone. And the people I'm staying with in Glendale wouldn't let me use their phone until now.
They wouldn't?
No.
Well, who are you staying with in Glendale?
The Glendale police. Come and get me, Babe.
Procter & Gamble, makers of Dreft, the sudsing miracle for silks, nylons, woolens, dishes, invites to be their guests next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. William Bendix can currently be seen in the Paramount picture, Calcutta. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker and is directed by Don Bernard. Music by Lou Kozloff. The script was written by Reuben Shipp, Alan Lipscott, and Jack Brecker. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Digger Odell is John Brown. Babs is Barbara Eiler. Junior is Tommy Cook. Stevenson is Ken Christie. And Silent Sam is Silent Sam. And this is Ken Carpenter inviting you to listen again next week to The Life of Riley and reminding you, for faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any previous suds in history, use Dreft. Don't get left, get Dreft. They say you're the apple of his eye.
Well, his eye caught the sparkle in my hair.
And why is that sparkle in your hair? Prell, P-R-E-L-L, Procter & Gamble's new Emerald Clear Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube.
New and simply wonderful. Prell leaves hair far more radiant than any soap or soap shampoo. Leaves hair radiantly lovely, radiantly soft and smooth. So easy to manage, too.
And amazing, Prell removes embarrassing dandruff in as little as 3 minutes. A fact proved by a group of doctors. Even stubborn dandruff was controlled by 2 Prell shampoos a week.
And say, you'll cheer that handy Prell tube. No messy bars, no slippery bottles.
Prell's economical, too. A little Prell makes mountains of lather.
P-R-E-L-L, Prell shampoo. Leaves hair radiant, gleaming bright. Not a bit of dandruff is inside. Comes in a tube, handy too. P-R-E-L-L, Prell shampoo.
Yes, try Prell. Listen again next week when Dreff, the surging miracle for silks, nylons, woolens, dishes, brings you The Life of Riley. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Please send your questions and comments to host@classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Friday for another episode of The Life of Riley, and check in on Monday for the next installment of The Bickersons. Please support our show by going to our website, classiccomedyotr.com, and clicking on either the Become a Patron button or the Donate button. Until next time, in the words of Mitch Hedberg, I remixed a remix. It was back to normal.